Why chip is the new steel? We find out from Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav.
Quick commerce is all set for a $1 billion boom this Diwali.
Supreme Court will hear all challenges to the online gaming law.
Prosus Back PayU plans to raise $300 million ahead of its IPO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's start with our big interview this evening. Now, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, who remember leads three crucial portfolios for the government, from MIB to METI to Rail, he spoke to us in an interview about a range of topics from semiconductors to AI to online gaming to the impact of Trump on IT jobs. And on chips, he made a striking comparison. Semiconductors, he said, could be for India in the 21st century what steel was in the 20th century, the trigger for an industrial revolution.
That's quite the analogy, and the numbers are backing the optimism too. There are 10 projects worth $18 billion underway with construction at 5 facilities already on.
Right. He also said that 34 GPUs have already been empaneled as part of India's AI mission, with another 6,000 in process. So that means against an initial target of 10,000 GPUs, the government has already provided 40,000 GPUs for the development committee. So that was the update on the AI front, Bhavya. In fact, on the first Indic LLM, he said Sarvam will be first off the block with an LLM by the beginning of next year.
Right, and this comes as India's Semiconductor Mission 2.0 looks to build an ecosystem, not just factories, but equipment makers, indigenous chipsets, and even talent pipelines. So he even said, and I quote, "Semiconductors are a foundational industry like steel, and it will be the next engine of jobs for India."
And let's not forget geopolitics. With the US imposing tariffs and protectionist winds blowing, India is positioning itself as a stable alternative. In fact, Vaishnav pointed to Apple's expanding base in India as an example of trust built over the last decade. He also reassured the IT industry. Despite the anti-outsourcing rhetoric rising in the US, he said India is engaging continuously with governments to ensure that the industry remains vibrant, because after all, it is a big source of job creation.
Yes, he also made it clear that there's no rethink on Chinese apps like TikTok in India. In his words, there is absolutely no proposal which has come from any quarters. And he also said that he's seen it only in the news reports and social media.
Right. And on Real Money Gaming Ban 2, his message was pretty direct. He said that firms must pivot to esports and social games because that is acceptable. As for data privacy, he said the rules under the DPDP Act will be finalized before the next session of Parliament. From chips that power factories to chips that you and I eat, we are talking about quick commerce platforms. Now, they are on track to clock $1 billion this year, come this Diwali.
Nicely put, Chandra. $1 billion, that's huge. Blinkit, Instamart, and Zepto are already handling more than 4.5 million orders a day, and BigBasket and Flipkart minutes. As you can see, why industry trackers are calling this a $1 billion buffet.
That's right, Bhavya. From January to October this calendar year, these platforms together would have easily delivered more than $1 billion. So they are comfortably set to cross that mark by December. So it clearly shows you the kind of scale that we are looking at as far as the quick commerce industry is concerned. And it's not just groceries now. Non-groceries share has been going up for quick commerce. In fact, Instamart's share of non-grocery or gross order value has jumped from 7% last year to nearly 19% now.
Given all this, something important to note is the Competition Commission of India watching closely. They are probing discounts, FDI compliance, and whether some sellers are getting preferential treatment.
And while the growth story looks impressive, analysts warn that the sugar rush might not last. Expansion beyond the top 10 metros is proving risky.
Yes, what's also interesting is how AI is quietly powering the festive boom this year. Logistics platforms like Velocity are using AI to reduce fake returns. ClickPost, for example, is flagging address errors before they happen. And gifting platforms like F&P are also automating their 30-minute gifting. Now, on to the legal front, the Supreme Court is stepping in on India's new online gaming law.
That's right. The top court has taken over all petitions challenging the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025. Remember, this law imposes a blanket ban on real money games while encouraging esports and casual games.
Yes, so petitions had been filed in Karnataka, Delhi and Madhya Pradesh High Courts. Now they'll all be heard together by the Supreme Court to avoid conflicting judgments.
So the petitioners include Head Digital Works, which runs 823 Rummy, Club Boom, Levin Sports and Entertainment, and Bagheera Karim. Interestingly, some big names like Dream Eleven's parent Dream Sports, Gamescraft, and MPL are not directly challenging this law.
Yes, still the sector is feeling the heat. We've been talking about it in our podcast too. Many companies have suspended money-based contests and laid off staff. And remember, this comes on top of the unresolved GST issue too, with notices worth rupees 2.5 lakh crores still pending against gaming and casino firms.
That's right, Bhavya. We also had a report today on Money Control, which said the government will lose 10 to 20,000 crore in tax revenues per year as a result of this ban. But like Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told us, you know, growth is important, industry is important, but it cannot come at the cost of societal harm. So these business models need to be aligned to what the society needs.
Before we wrap up, an important fintech update. PayU, owned by Prosus, is planning to raise about $300 million by selling a minority stake.
The idea is to really test investor appetite and perhaps set a valuation benchmark ahead of a potential IPO in 2026. They are working with HSBC on the deal and it's still at an early stage.
Yes, Prosus is staying committed though. We see that it recently pumped $35 million into PayU's credit business and also backed its investment in Mindgate Solutions, a payment technology firm working with major banks on UPI rails. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya and Chandra signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.